Hi, you're listening to audio from The Dwelling, located in New Caney, Texas. We hope you enjoy the message, and for more information, please visit us online at www.thedwellingtx.com.
Lord Jesus, we come before you and we give you thanks and praise for this day. What a beautiful night, God, to just come out, whether it's riding our motorcycle here, or whether it's riding in our car, whether it's by ourselves, or whether it's with family and friends, or whatever it might be. We're here, God, to gather around something bigger. We're here to gather around something bigger than ourselves. And God, for that, I give you thanks and praise that who we gather around is you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who's most evidently and just most powerfully revealed yourself in this little baby, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Man, we are here tonight, Jesus, to just focus our attention, focus our lives on you. And God, we know, we know that there is so much in this world that is broken. We know there are so many things in our own lives that are hurting, and there's a lot of pain. God, there's so much that we bring right now to this room tonight. And ultimately, Lord, we know that you meet us right where we are. You care about us. You see us. You see us right here. Right here in New Caney. Like you're present with us tonight. And I praise you for that, oh God. You love us. You're thinking about us. And you meet us right here where we are. Give you thanks and praise. God, there are so many prayers we want to bring to you. We think of those who are sick and who are hurting. We lift them up to you. We pray for healing for them. God, for those who are tonight alone, those who are alone, Lord, or are feeling alone, or feeling lonely, I lift them up to your throne tonight. I ask for an extra measure of your presence and your grace and your mercy to come upon them. God, I think of those in our nursing homes who are by themselves, those who are shut-ins or just at home. Lord, please just be with them tonight. And God, help us to know, what does it look like for us to come alongside people like that? Not just tonight, not just tomorrow or something, but all the time. Like, show us what that looks like and open our eyes to that. Now, give us the strength to take steps in that direction of being present with people. God, I lift up to you our men and women who stand on the wall guarding this nation. Those who are spending Christmas far from us, we ask for their protection and ask for peace to be upon them. And just give them what they need tonight, Lord, as they're far away from us. And Lord, as we just process all of that, we want to pray, God, that prayer that you teach us to pray. That prayer that so many of us know by kind of in our memory. God, I pray that this prayer would be a prayer that doesn't just come from our memory, but it would come from our hearts. So we pray that prayer, Lord, that you taught us to pray. We pray it right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with the child through the Holy Spirit.
An angel came to Mary and said, "You're going to have a baby."
Mary felt scared.
But the angel said, "Don't worry, Mary, God will be with you."
Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem so that they could be counted.
Mary rode on the donkey.
So when they got to Bethlehem, there was no inn for them to stay.
They said no and they went to the barn.
There were no rooms in Bethlehem, so the innkeeper let them stay in the stable.
Mary had her baby,
and she wrapped him up and put him in a manger, and all the animals calmed.
Mary and Joseph named the baby Jesus.
The angels watched over the shepherds and told them to see baby Jesus.
Shepherds went to go see baby Jesus. the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found baby Jesus, just like the angel said.
The wise men followed the star
to baby Jesus on their camels with their three presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they got there, they gave the presents to baby Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Dida!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Oh, let's just go to the Lord in a quick prayer, just to kind of get us ready here for this time. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'd open up our hearts right now to receiving what you have for us in these just short few minutes. We're not going to get carried away here tonight, Lord, but I pray that you would still work mightily, even with just a few short words, God, that you'd penetrate our hearts and you'd open us up and do that work in us that we desperately need. Whether we've been following you for a long, long time, whether we're not a follower of you at all, or just parts of kind of some of what you're thinking and teaching, whatever it might be, God, I just pray that you'd just work tonight in us. And just this holy time, in this holy, sacred time, in this sacred space, I just pray that you'd work mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, here's my question. Have you ever asked a woman? I love it already. Have you ever asked a woman to share with you her birth story? You ever do that? Like, you know, moms and stuff that have had kids? Have you ever asked a woman that? To share a birth story with you? So I'm married, right? I got four kids. I got two sisters. I got two sister-in-laws. I've been around tables before where the birth story was happening. You ever, oh man, come on, folks. It's late, but it's not that late. Like, that's interesting. When you're around somebody sharing their birth story with you, you learn about so much stuff that you didn't even know existed. Like, you learn, and I'm not going to say too much, all right? We didn't do Little Dwellers tonight. We got a lot of kids in the room. I'm going to be careful, but, like, you learn stuff about that whole thing that you didn't even know happened, or you just didn't know during, before, after. You know, I mean, you had no idea about the birth story. Do you know what I'm talking about? Everybody's got this birth story, I feel. And there's so many details with it. Like, some people get just all into the details of what that was, what that looks like, what that... I don't know. And I, like I said, I'm married. I got four kids. I've been in the room when my kids are being born, okay? And I've been there. Like, Jackie doesn't do like, she... And again, everybody's story is different. But Jackie doesn't do, like, the drugs. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. But, like, Jackie doesn't do the drugs. Jackie's never done, like, the C-sex or something. Like, Jackie's done, like, the full-blown, like, get her done stories. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in there. I mean, I know. And there's even those times, like, I mean, like, going to, like, the hospital 100 miles an hour, like, the stories of like, the really intense moments when, like, Jackie turned into, like, just, like, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Like, I literally got a picture of, like, literally, there comes that moment. Do you know what I'm talking about? Some of you know what I'm talking about. There's a moment where, like, you like, wow! You know what I'm saying? Like, that moment happens. The Steven Tyler moment happens in that birth story at some point, especially if you're not doing drugs and you just kind of go all natural. That moment happens and it's like intense and it's like, wow, just screamo time. Buckle down, give me the stick. You know what I'm saying? I would love to hear your birth stories. I mean, I would love to hear that. But there's so many of those stories out there, the details about the bad nurses, the good nurses. Just yesterday, someone was telling me about some of their birth story. And then today, there was actually someone was telling me about some of their birth story. And I'm just like, people are just throwing that stuff around like nothing. And I know, you know, some of you got some of those stories and stuff, but and there's everybody's story's different. You know, some are doing C-sections, some are doing whatever, okay? Whatever. And it was Jackie and I, we were talking a little bit about one of our kids that was born, Ariana actually, our second oldest. When she was born, we're not like a big fan of like a ton of people in the room with us when we're kind of doing our thing, okay? We like to just kind of like we just get into a zone, okay? I turn into awesome coach. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good coach, like, you know, like breathe, you know? Like just breathe, you know? I'm pretty good at that. So like, you know, we're doing the coaching thing. We're kind of like keeping people out. And it was during Ariana's where, my wife and I, we never find out the sex of the baby. You know, like, isn't that the thing now these days? Like, everybody finds out the sex and stuff, which is totally cool. We're not against that. But, like, it's never something we've done. And, like, we got, like, 25. My parents have, like, 25 grandkids. None of them have ever been found out. So in my family, it's just kind of like, you just kind of don't do it. Not that we're against it. You just kind of don't do it, okay? And so we never have found out. Well, every time that we're in like a room with the nurses and stuff, that actually kind of intrigues them because, you know, that's seemingly like less and less. You know what I'm saying? Like they're kind of like, oh, you don't know the gender? Yeah, we don't know the gender. So if you wouldn't tell us and stuff, that'd be awesome. And when Ariana was being born, for some reason, it must have been shift change or something, but we literally like we were in the like, you know, Steven Tyler like screamo mode, okay? Wow! Ariana came up, and like, I look up, and there's like, I don't know, there's probably 20 nurses in the room with us. There's like 20-some nurses in the room with us because they kind of gotten out there that we didn't know the gender. And everybody was coming in and like doing this. And they were just kind of like, oh, what are they gonna have? And everybody was really excited for us because we were gonna not only find out, you know, obviously, you know, baby and stuff, but like, we were gonna find out what our little baby, a boy, a little girl, what's it gonna be? And so Ariana came out, and we were just like, wow, this is so incredible. And we look around, and it was actually okay. Like, everybody was really cool about it. But then as soon, because I'm kind of like this, I'm just kind of like one of these guys who I'm like, I don't want people in the room with me. Jackie's like that too, like, this is like this is big time, right? And so one of Jackie's favorite times in life, one of her favorite times is that time, right after giving birth and like putting a little baby up on the, right up by her. That's one of Jackie's favorite moments. And so as soon as that kind of all went down, they're like, oh, do you want us to like go? No. You just need to leave the room. And I just kind of, you know, kicked everybody out. And everybody just kind of, yeah, of course, you know, everybody gets it. And so everybody kind of leaves and it was all good. And we're just sitting there in this moment. It's one of the most amazing moments of my life. I mean, when I think of the moments in my life, this is incredible. This little baby, all four of my kids, like, just incredible moment. Just so much peace, so much, just have this little baby there. And now I just want you to imagine with me. There's just kind of like this little knock on the door. And the door opens, and you kind of hear like, maybe like a kind of a boot kind of sound on the floor, and it opens up, and in walks, just imagine this, in walks your local mechanic from like Jiffy Lube. Imagine, okay, this is just like from the internet, folks. I don't know who these people are, but imagine one of these guys comes walking in. Like your local mechanic from Pep Boys. I don't know, where do you go? Little dialogue here, where do you go? Quick car. He comes walking in. And you're like, Jim, what are you doing here, man? Jim, what are you doing here? And in walks Jim from Quick Care. And he's like, I wanted to come and congratulate you. I wanted to come and just see if you needed anything. Could you imagine that? Now, we just kicked out the nurses. We just kicked out the doc. Like, there's no way anybody's going to be part of this time. The last person in the world that I want in my birth story is Jim from Quick Care. Right? Is that not true? Like, when I tell my birth story, not my birth story, Jackie doing all the work, but me still being part of it. When I tell that story, I don't want to talk about Jim from Quick Care or Fred from Pep Boys or anybody from any lube place. They're not going to be part of our story. Now, just think about that. Now, check this out. Man, check this out. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you guys. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary, she treasures and she begins to ponder these things in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Part of Jesus' birth story is some guys coming into the delivery room, potentially smoking a cigarette with some chew in their bottom lip, like drinking a Miller Lite. You see what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I've done some studying on this. Like, the shepherds are either thought of as really good or really bad in society. And there's kind of some things that we know historically that can kind of go in both directions. I'm not so sure I'm sold that these are the worst of the worst in society. And I'm not sure. Well, I'm definitely not sold they're the best of the best. That's definitely not the case. But I think these guys are something kind of like Jim from Quick Care. You go in and Jim is kind of like, you just don't know if you're getting screwed. Do you ever feel like that? I'm always feeling like I'm getting screwed by my mechanic. And I think, I've gotten screwed before, you know what I'm saying? You just don't fully know. And if you're a mechanic, I'm sure you're the great one out there. But but you know what I mean? Like, you just never kind of know sometimes with mechanics, or that's how it feels. And I think these shepherds are kind of like Jim from Quick Care. Like, you just, it's not like he's the worst guy in the world. Like, we know mechanics. We know people who are mechanics and are good friends of ours and stuff. But like Jim from Quick Care, I don't know if I know Jim from Quick Care. Why does God allow the birth story of Jesus Christ, God with us, why would he allow Jim from Quick Care to be part of the birth story? Have you ever thought about that? Why does he go out to shepherds? He sends his angelic orchestra out to the fields. And we've heard this story a lot of times, and we know the story about, like, yeah, he didn't come to these people. He did come to the shepherd. Why, though? Why does he do that? Why does he come to the shepherds? Those who are kind of outcasts, maybe not trustworthy. Why does he write them into the story? That's my question. We're not going to get too crazy here. I mean, that's it. That's my question. Why are they written into the story? You don't want these guys in your birth story. That'd be my kind of point. These are not guys you want. They wouldn't be in my birth. I wouldn't want them in any of my kids' birth story. God writes the... Put this... Pull out your phones and tweet this. God puts these guys in the birth story. He allows them to be part of the story because and to show that you and I are part of the story. I mean, that's not the only thing. I mean, you can preach a lot of different sermons, but this message is driving home this idea. I want to drive home this idea that the shepherds are put into the story to reveal to us that we are part of the story. We are part of the story. Like, we are part of why we're gathered together to look in the manger and see God and see a little baby and wonder and wonder and wonder. And then the shepherds are brought in. Jim from Quick Care comes in and we're just, why? What are you doing here, man? You gotta go. Like, this is creepy. And he's just got, you know, a little cigarette hanging out the side. And you're just like, why? Why would that be part of it? To reveal to us that you and I are part of it. We're in this story, folks. We're in this story. I shared with my kids the other day this thought, and Cor, my oldest, was like, yeah, but Dad, don't forget the wise men. Those guys had a lot of money. You're exactly right, Cor, which is why you nailed it, man. He got that message just like that. See, we are all part of the story. I don't care if you're Jim from Quick Care. I don't care if you're whoever you might be, you're part of the story. That's the point. That's why the story unfolds the way it does. To show us, guys, that we're tied up in this. Little baby Jesus, the God of the universe, Emmanuel, God with us. If you've been following us the past couple weeks, man, and definitely if you're not from around, like, go check out some of my past messages, especially the past two. Because this is where I kind of lay out and I try to bring the case behind, like, can this really be God? And is that even possible to believe that? And I make the case, yeah. And then we talk about last week, like, I look in the manger and I see a baby. Why a baby? Well, you look in and you see a fresh start. You see brand new. And we get tied up, we get wrapped up in that. Because you and I can't do it. You and I, we know we can't do it, because I think there's some of you, I think that is revealed. That idea that Jesus has come to the shepherds, even then he comes to us. I think that is revealed especially to the person in the room who thinks that Christmas is about Jesus and everybody else. That's what these shepherds would be thinking. If they had heard that a king had been born, what do you think they'd be thinking? They'd be thinking, of course the angels went to Herod, the king. Of course he went to the really rich people and all the famous people. Of course he went to the people who have it all put together and life is all figured out. Of course. And they'd be sitting out in the shepherds, out in the fields. Yep, you know, we'll watch that on the news. No, they come to them. They're the ones who God's like, no, come. Come, and I want you to come and be part of my birth story. Whew. That's incredible. I think there's some people in this room who actually don't think that. I think there's people in this room who actually think that, yeah, it might be for other people, but it's not for me. And as I think about that, I think, what are you asking? Because I think sometimes we're like, yeah, but if you only knew how I struggle with this addiction, and it's so embarrassing. If anybody knew about this addiction, it'd be so embarrassing to share it. If you only knew how I struggle with my identity over here, and I don't even know how I think about who I am. If you're thinking about something that's maybe been done to you, somebody hurt you, or some brokenness or pain that you carry with you even to this day, and it happened 10 years ago or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, I'm talking about a real experience that happened to me this past week as I was talking to somebody, like maybe 40 years ago, carrying pain and brokenness and just and you still got it. And you're like, yeah, Christmas is about everybody else and the people with the tie and stuff like that. That's cool. That's cool. They can have and enjoy it, but it's not for me. And the story, the way it's revealed, reveals it is. It is about you. Jesus has come into this dark world to shine a light and begin to expose and to begin to heal and to begin to bring hope, to begin to bring peace, all the other sermons that are being preached right now. You know what I'm saying? All of that he brings. All of that he brings. But the key is to you, especially the person who doesn't think it can be me. Then it's really for you. Luke chapter 4, this is grown-up Jesus, okay? Jesus gets a little bigger here, okay? It's not baby Jesus, Talladega Nights or anything here, okay? Do people get it? Okay. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is Jesus beginning his kind of earthly ministry. He's going to start saying some stuff. And Jesus opens up the scroll and he says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is why he's come. This is why he's here. He wants to enter into the very situation where we feel like he shouldn't be. Do you get that? That's where he is. Right where we think, yeah, you shouldn't be there. And we see that over and over again. Jesus eating with sinners. Jesus eating with tax collectors. Jesus hanging out over here. And people are like, why are you here? Why are you with them? Because he's come for us. He's come for us. He's come to save us. Broken people. And he begins to put it right again. He goes to the cross, right? I mean, Easter and Christmas are just tied together like crazy. That's why on the top of our tree, I tell my wife and I, on the top of our tree, we put a cross. Just to remind us, like, it is tied in completely with Jesus going to the cross to die, to die, to pay the price for our sin, to save us from sin and death and the devil, and to defeat it. And in his resurrection, he allows us to be part of that resurrection through faith in Jesus Christ. You got to go listen to last week's message. That's where I really kind of push into that. But you and I get to be part of that. Fresh start, forgiveness, salvation for you and for me. I know if Jim from Quick Care had come in, I'd have told him to leave. Jim, you gotta go, man. Kind of like family time. And Jesus, he doesn't kick us out. Come on in, baby. Come on in. This is why I'm here. For you. Let me pray for us. Let me pray for you. For me. God, I don't know if people are getting this message or not exactly. But as I think about it for me, about how much, Lord, I wanted to be just the awesomest dad in the world. And I'm not the awesomest dad in the world. I'm a pretty good dad, but I'm not the greatest dad in the world. God, I wish I'd been a better husband. I'm just not. I'm not that great of a husband. I'm a pretty good husband. Like, I'm not a bad husband, but I'm not like the greatest husband for Jackie. I really thought I was going to be like really good at some of those things. I'm not bad. I'm decent. But I've fallen short in those areas. I know that, Lord. And I'm just sorry for that. Just me personally, I'm just sorry for that, Lord. I'm sorry for I've fallen short with friends and friendships. I'm sorry for where I've fallen short in my past. Just with the mistakes I've made, Lord, and in different relationships. And I'm just sorry, Lord. I really am sorry for those things. I'm sorry, Lord, for where I've been. Where I've just not pressed in as hard as I need to. Lord, I'm sorry. And I just thank you, oh God, that you don't give me a boot, but I thank you, Jesus, that you allow me, Seth Kunze, to be part of your family. I'm eternally in your debt. That you have come, the God of the universe has come, and you show up and you say, Seth, come on, man. Come be part of my birth story. Come be part of my death. And then come be part of my resurrection. And then one day come and be part of what I'm going to do for all of eternity. God, I am so thankful for that. I praise you for that, Lord. Thank you for the forgiveness that's mine. Thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the forgiveness that's for each of the people in this room who've screwed up or messed up in different ways, who probably aren't the greatest dads and husbands in the world either, who've made mistakes around who knows what. Whatever it is, Lord, everybody can kind of come to their own stuff in their own heart and mind. But I just ask, Lord, that you'd forgive us, and I thank you that you do. That's why you came. Thank you for the forgiveness that's ours. In Jesus Christ, in you, O God of the universe, thank you for that. We receive that now. We let that forgiveness, we bask in that forgiveness. We bask in that, Lord. We allow that forgiveness to just seep through us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming for us. Jim from Quick Care. Thank you, Lord. Just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. We're just going to sing Silent Night to close us off for the night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. Thank you.
Now let me leave you with a blessing. May our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, may he be with you always. And may you know that he is, and he has come for even you. To love you, to save you, to forgive you, and to be with you always. Hold that close to your heart. Never let that go. In Jesus' name.